Our guests this evening are a group called the Ramones.
I don't know what the capacity is of CBGBs.
150.
The capacity is 150. There were about 1,000 people in the place. And you guys had that whole place jumping. I mean, people were falling off the floor, off the ceilings, off the walls. What is this phenomenon all about? What is this music to you guys?
Because it's great, that's why. You know? Because people are bored and people are looking for something new and exciting, and music's been dead for a long time, and nothing's starting to happen
again. Why is the industry afraid of you guys?
They're not. They've come around to us. We have a very good record company that distributes.
Sire.
What happened with FM, right? FM, like, it changed because, like, in the 60s, everybody was open to listening to new things, and now there's more money in top 40 kind of stuff than, you know, so they've changed over. There's no, like, progressive radio is dying, you know, and it's hurting, you know, it's hurting us, you know, it's hurting, like, everybody, I guess, except...
It's hurting the little kids' ears.
Yeah,
and that stuff.
I can't see how kids can grow up on Leif Garrett and think they're, you know, getting a fair deal, you know, getting a fair shake, you know.
You guys were on the road for 6 months,
yes,
touring the country. How was the tour? How did the tour go?
This one was our most successful tour. We've always been big in certain regions. Like, we always did well in California. We've done a lot of tours of the continent and Europe. But this time we could just actually go out and play anywhere and do well.
You guys can't play at CBGB's anymore.
I don't know. We did it and it was fun for us, but I was worried about the audience. You know, they had to suffer, and I don't know if it...
We couldn't play there. We did it for Johnny.
Yeah, we weren't doing it for ourselves.
Nah.
You guys were playing there. The place was so packed, you couldn't breathe. I mean, you couldn't breathe.
Breathe either.
I don't know how you guys could stand up there in that heat.
Very hard.
And really put on a show. What are you guys going to be doing next?
We're going to start a new album.
You're gonna start working on it. So you're gonna be off the road for a while, and you're gonna be in town.
Yeah, gonna be. You know, we're starting at the end of the month.
I was watching Mike Douglas about a week ago, and they were talking about music and the punk scene, and your names came up again. That the Ramones are the new phenomenon, the new happening.
Yeah.
How has it affected you guys? I mean, now that you're making bucks.
Well, we're just. You know, like, I don't know what we are as part of the scene. Just four guys from Queens, really.
I'm just talking in terms of now having some money in your pocket.
No. Where's the money?
Are you got money?
Where's the pocket?
The money's no good. You know?
I don't know. I want different things now than I used to think I wanted.
What are you looking for now?
You know, stability.
Oh, you gotta talk into that mic. Bring that mic or hold it or any way you want to deal with it.
More for stability now, and
right,
trying
to keep your sanity,
your life out.
You know,
to keep you sanity.
Hold on, so you don't snap. You get into you know, like the, you know, Baba, Mayor Baba.
Payne Whitney, one of the other.
Do you guys have trouble with girls trying to
Catholic
do?
Yeah, we have a lot of trouble with girls.
Right.
What do you do about things like that? I mean,
well, sometimes we have people to help us out.
Do you ever need any help taking care of some of those girls? Just give me a call.
It's not that we dislike
you. We brought you with us, you know. No.
Okay.
Just eat a lot of nuts.
Right.
Because of the way you guys dress, I was over at your place Thursday afternoon. You guys are really no different than any other guys, having a good time, working hard, and doing your own thing.
One way to put it.
He was running around the house shooting a BB gun at
that awful
nine-year-old kids. He was making them clean up the apartment.
I like the origin of that BB gun.
It goes back 100 years, you know.
Back 100
to
years.
Biblical times, right?
100 years to biblical times. You having a good time?
Sure.
Good. I want to talk to you about these guys, because you're not singing with them, so you're going to be straight with me.
Right.
Hello, you're live.
Yeah, I was sort of interested. Do you gentlemen prefer, you know...
What's your first name?
Mark, okay?
Yeah, Mark.
I was just wondering, what's the most important thing to you? Is performing, or is it the music? Like, what are you more interested in?
everything.
Because I've always had a trouble, you know, making a distinction between whether it's, you know, theater.
Have you ever heard the Ramones?
What? Yes, I have.
What do you think of the act?
Well, I try to remain, you know, objective to it, but I really don't like new wave music.
Why?
Why? Well, because it really doesn't have much to it, if you compare it to, let's say, somebody like Grover Washington, or, you know, a good jazz musician, or even a good rock group.
Let's click him off.
You want to click him off?
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm sorry, they want you to go.
Hello, you're live.
Hello, Ephraim?
Yes. Who's this?
Scott Glassberg.
Who?
Scott Glassberg.
Yes, Scott.
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question to the group.
Okay. By the way, if people want to call up, our lines are free. 475-1550 and 473-5386. Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
I'd like to know how the group first came together.
I guess through desperation. Not a desperation. We just didn't know what else to do. We were getting... You know, we were only around 18 years old or so. We didn't know what else to do anymore. We didn't want to work. We always had a fantasy of trying to be a rock star or something, so we just did it. We've had a pretty natural development. We've had a lot of good, lucky breaks.
How long has the group been together?
About 4.5 years.
So it's not something that just happened overnight. Yeah. Everybody talks about acts that happened overnight. That
we have had overnight success, though.
Right, we're a little bigger in Portland than we were last week.
what happened in Portland last week? You have any other questions?
Yeah, don't you think Ephraim is a damn fucking...
Good try, didn't get over though. Hello, you're live.
Is this Mr. Ramones?
What?
Can I talk to the Ramones?
Yes, you can.
This is the right question.
What's your first name?
Old. Yeah.
What?
I really think your music sucks.
Yeah?
Let's click him off.
Okay. Too. We'll click him off too. I don't know in terms of... You want me to... Our line is 473-5386 and 475-1550. Let's talk about the kind of music you guys like besides the Ramones. What kind of music do you like?
Very broad-minded, right, Joey?
Yeah, but I like. I like Cheap Trick. They're my favorite group at the moment.
Yeah, they're one of our favorites.
Did you meet
those guys?
Yeah, we met them in Rockford. We didn't really, you know, have much to say, but, you know, like, usually we meet all the rock stars.
I was at Blondie's concert at the Palladium before I went over to see your show.
Yeah.
And I always thought of Blondie in the same vein as the punk scene, but her act was more straight rock and roll, wasn't it? Isn't it?
I guess. You say so.
Okay, I'm gonna. So what else have you been doing? Is your gun greased and oiled? Did you kill those kids?
Yeah. Looking for new kids. Anybody? Yeah.
Joey Ramone needs someone to clean up the loft.
Right.
All kids between the ages of 11 and 14 who want to get shot with BB guns and have a good time. Hello, you're live.
Hi, I'd like to know why the Ramones are so
popular. Danny, I can't hear him out here.
Hello?
Yes.
I'd like to know why the Ramones are so popular in China.
I didn't know about
that. I didn't know they were popular.
I read that in the National Lampoon.
National Lampoon, huh? Do you believe what you read in National Lampoon?
Yeah, of course.
Then you're in trouble.
Why is that?
Think about it a minute. Have a good night.
I just want to know what you think about like being called like a punk rock band. Do you like that, or do you put it, you know, because I just think it's a low name, but I don't think I would call you punk, really. Well, just lively and, you know, youthful, but what do you think of, you know, the name punk?
Hey, punk, what do you think?
Well, I like lively and youthful.
What?
No, I don't know. You can call us whatever you want, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's gonna tell you you're punk even if you say you're not or whatever.
They always got something to say.
Right.